everybody. Welcome to another episode of My Worst Date. I'm Cassie.
I'm Keegan.
I'm Christina.
We have a lot to say today.
Oh my goodness. We have so much to talk about. We're riding high on some Taco Bell right now. Things are feeling pretty good.
Yep.
But first of all, I first heard about this on Daily Zeitgeist. I guess it's a thing on Twitter that people are talking about.
Okay.
And Cassie knows about this because she also listens to Daily Zeitgeist, but you do not, Christina.
Right. So, of course, I've known about this before, too.
Like, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, vaguely. And it was kind of one of those things, like, in passing. And then when I heard it again, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
It's that's so... Okay, so I was like, I'm going to wait and tell Christina about this on mic.
Oh, this is an in-person thing. I need to... Yeah. Okay, all right, all right.
We need your genuine reactions to this.
So, I'm just watching.
So... You know, I grew up with a lot of pretty intense purity culture, and there's a lot that people do in religious communities to kind of like get around the no sex rule, right? So, in Mormonism, or some people, they believe that the act of sex is actually like the going in and coming out sort of thing. So to get around that, like that's the thing that Jesus is mad at.
Yes.
So to get around that, they will do what is called, I've heard it now called both soaking and floating.
Ew. Now I'm already.
She's like, I'm out.
Like, soaking is so gross to think about it like that, especially when I tell you what it is. So
I don't think you have to even say what it is at this point.
Right? Okay. What do you think it is?
I think it's when... someone ejaculates on the...
It is
when you stick it in, okay, but then you just leave it there. Then you just leave it there, and you know it's got to be the most uncomfortable thing. Like, there's probably sheets, you know, because like because there's so much repression going on, and then it gets worse.
Soaking.
So to get around the thrusting, but
just soaking.
Okay,
just
wait,
soaking. You still want to get a little bit of action, right? But you can't do the actual like thrusting in and out. So what you can do to get around that is get a pal, get a good old buddy to come into the room with you and jump on the bed.
What?
Yeah.
Jump on the bed.
That's not a real thing.
Yep.
Yes.
You're kidding me.
No. And I just... the loopholes, the mental gymnastics that has to go into
gold
that,
medal,
like,
Olympics.
If your friend is jumping on the bed for this, you are not old enough to be playing this game. I'm telling you.
No, that's some. And it's just like, you really think that God, right? Like, if God was really opposed to this, and you really think that he's going to be like, oh, got me there. Got me good.
You got me.
Loophole. Got me with that loophole.
See, in my day, it was all just about anal.
Seriously.
You know what I'm talking about? It was like...
don't get pregnant.
No.
Put it in the butt.
Honestly, like when I was a camp counselor,
You
can do everything but and mostly butt because, the vajay was sacred, but...
the armpit had a real moment whenever I was coming up. Yeah. Seriously.
Wait.
Like armpit timeout.
Time out. What?
Yes.
What?
How can I help you?
A crease is a crease.
A friction situation. A nice warm armpit pocket.
Because, I have to, it has to be said that I guess a woman's pleasure is not.
Exactly. No. Because I feel like we've had this conversation on the podcast before about like boob sex or whatever. I'm just like,
who is that for?
For them.
Yeah. But does it even feel that good?
Like, no. Right. It definitely doesn't gonna feel good in my armpit.
Yeah. No. That's not an erogenous zone for me. I mean.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay.
Yeah.
I've done the dick between the leg gap thing.
Yeah.
You know, not in.
Yeah.
But just boop. You know, little, you know, to close because you're rubbing
starting a fire.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
But also just imagine like how uncomfortable, like your first time is already awkward, right?
Yeah.
Like, so you're there, you're on your back. Mm. You've got fucking Brayden or whoever it is.
Stop it.
It's Bryce.
Right? He's just like stuck in still, right?
God.
Just on top of you, the full weight. And then while you're looking up, you just see the bouncing face of like his friend Cody or whoever, oh, like jumping, you know,
honey, angel, baby, sweetie, because that is something you're gonna look back and just
so
like
uncomfortable,
cringe.
Mackenzie, like, so just don't do it.
Don't do it, sweetheart. Look.
Oh my
listen,
goodness,
listen, Skylar,
Ashley, Kaylee, L E I G H,
honey,
oh no. Baby doll.
No.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway.
Wow. Well, I'm really glad I know now that people are doing that.
That they're soaking just left, right, and center.
I don't like that.
No.
I hate it. I don't like floating either. That sounds awful.
That doesn't even make sense.
No.
Like, are they talking about just the moment you're airborne because of the bouncing? You're floating? I don't understand. Soaking, at least, it makes sense. It's
makes
just disgusting.
More sense,
just
yeah.
Just the back handsprings, triple backflips that people have to do to get, it just makes me sad.
Just yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just
you
do
guys,
it, sir.
Listen.
You did it.
Or just don't.
Or just
like,
don't.
Either just do it or just don't.
Or just don't.
But yeah. Just like.
Listen to our good friend Keegan. Go for the armpit.
Yeah, you know.
There you go. There you go. I don't think the Lord's mad at that.
Maybe shave beforehand. I feel
or
like
don't.
A prickly,
extra
or
friction.
Maybe that's what you're into. Hey. You like just a little
ooh,
prickly pair of a.
Just a tickle, tickle, tickle.
I feel like that could be shafy. You know what
also
I mean?
Also the smell. Like, ugh. Dick's already questionable on the smell
teenager
front.
Teenager dick.
And then, like.
Teenager dick.
Cheesy
plus,
dick.
Plus,
in, like, a sweaty armpit.
Oh, my goodness.
My armpits are sweating thinking about it. They're like, no,
don't
you dare.
Don't put me to work like that. That's yeah. That's not what we're here
it
for.
Doesn't want
to
do that.
You
no.
Guys.
And just also, balls hitting your fucking bleh, bleh, bleh.
Just making my arm fat jiggle every time it hits it. Like,
ew.
Sir.
Yeah. No, you really nailed it too. But like female pleasure. Yeah. Just
no,
not even.
Unimportant.
No.
Highly unimportant.
No. Yeah. That's what makes Jesus mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. A woman having a good time. Yeah. Just really grinds
bums
his
him
gears.
Out.
Oh, man. Oh.
Well, the other thing we need to touch on is the 3-minute TikTok that you sent us this
yes.
morning.
Yeah.
That has blown my mind.
Okay. So TikTok, man, that is a cursed app. And my For You page just keeps getting wilder and wilder. I've ended up on all different neighborhoods on TikTok. A community I've been involved in for a while is Harry Potter TikTok for obvious reasons. I'm literally wearing a Harry Potter shirt right fucking now.
We've seen all those like, no, Harry, no.
Yeah, yeah. Not Hermione, you. Okay, so.
Honey Wand is the person.
Honey Wand on TikTok. Thank you so much for looking that up because they put in the work. They put in the hours. I myself read a like 4-page Jezebel article about this morning.
Oof.
We need to talk about the fact that there was or possibly still is an entire cult of mostly middle-aged women built around their love of Severus Snape and the fact that they believe that he is a deity who J.K. Rowling channeled to write the Harry Potter books.
Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard wilder shit, I'm not going to lie.
They call themselves Snapists.
Which is a very unfortunate
it
name.
Is very, like, not once did one person in that Snapists? Community say, hey, you know, maybe we could call ourselves something else.
Yeah, like anything.
Snapologist or like...
But they have to swear vows to Severus Snape.
They have weddings.
They have weddings
to Severus Snape.
To a fictional character.
One of the women I read in the Jezebel article, she's gotten to the level of Snapism where she can channel him. Mm-hmm. And so she became kind of like a
high
priestess of sorts who would be able to determine whether or not like Snape would have you like in his company as one of his, because they call themselves Snape wives.
Okay.
Yep.
They call themselves Snape wives.
And the can Photoshop. I, the Photoshop.
Can I get, okay, first of all, what we need to discuss is they're photoshopping themselves with the
Alan
actor
Rickman.
Who, right, Alan Rickman, who portrayed.
R.I.P.
So now, so, yes, hard R.I.P. Not the character that I would put, you know, of his characters. It's not the one that I'm like marrying. That's our fuck, marry, kill right there. Alan Rickman characters.
Well, and honestly, though, like, his character in the books, I'm like, it kind of bums me out.
It's because very,
it's a little bit of, like...
gaslighty?
Yes.
Oh, no, no, like, no, no. Snape in the books is... Snape in the books is an incel. Like, Snape in the books is not, like... Listen, I read Harry Potter, that redemption arc. I'm a sucker for a redemption arc, right?
Same,
like, so for me, I loved his character arc. But as an adult, like, looking at that text and looking at that character, I'm like... It's not actually, like, super romantic.
Yeah, and it's very, like, juvenile, I think, to have a crush on somebody like that who's just, like, treats Harry like shit just because his mom, his beautiful mom, wasn't into him. Right? Yeah.
Right.
Is that the whole thing?
Pretty much.
I've seen the movies, but I have not read the
books. So the other part of that is that Harry's dad was, like, a jock who bullied Snape. And so we're like, oh, he's an underdog. Right, you could have got me on that shit when I was younger, for sure. Like, he's definitely, like, emo sad boy vibes, right?
Mm-hmm. These are middle-aged ladies.
Grown adults.
Who literally make their husbands pretend to be Snape.
And their husbands are like, I'll do anything to have the sex.
Yeah, they're like, I don't care.
They're sure, I'm Snape, honey.
They say Snape will, or at least one of the women said that Snape would channel her husband when they were having sex. Mm-hmm. And that's how she would consummate the relationship.
And some people would just have dreams.
Or like three-way situations when they were having sex with their husbands, with spiritual Snape in the mix.
No. I felt somebody sit on my bed.
No. Jesus is not happy about this either.
Jesus is. He's just up in the clouds, arms crossed, shaking his head.
No. He updates his Facebook status, SMH.
And my favorite was at the end of that, one of the women left Snape for Gibbs from NCIS.
That was
okay.
She's tracks. Like, I'm moving on.
Tracks. This is
greener pastures.
Listen, like,
wow,
we've talked about fan fiction on the show before.
Out of hand. Took a left turn.
Gone. Yeah, above and beyond.
Of all the characters.
Yeah.
Of all of the Harry Potter characters.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised there's not a Hagrid one. You know what I mean?
I'm sure there is, girl. Look, in the deep, dark crevices of the internet, there is definitely sexual fan fiction about Hagrid. Sirius Black, shut up.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if you're going to, I would have. Yeah, oh, Sirius Black. Yeah,
I'm certain that I've had erotic dreams.
Is Neville hot now?
Oh, he's so hot now. Mm. We did the FMK with those guys, and I think we all married Neville because
he talked about
a glow up.
Yeah,
have you seen that man?
I mean, that's one of the things, the risky things. You're literally like flipping a coin when you cast child actors.
That's right.
You really are. You're like
But
you know,
we've seen,
I really do feel like and I am more guilty of this than anybody in this room, but I feel like an emotionally damaged, pasty white guy with long black hair
ties into my tainted love. And you guys have no idea.
Wait.
I just really feel like I already showed you the Edward Scissorhands t-shirt that I wore all the fucking time.
You have a type.
Like that vibe.
You have a type.
Yeah, the Adam Driver Kylo Ren vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah have a type.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Loki.
You literally
married
the tannest man I've ever seen.
I know.
With short hair.
Yeah, what happened? But yes, no, for sure. Yeah. Tall, pasty, dark hair, some emotional problems. Gets me every time.
I'm going to have to look up like Alan Rickman characters now if we're going to FMK different ones.
That's a good character.
We could also do anti-heroes.
Anti-heroes.
Okay.
Because,
let's go that route.
It is a very... like anti-hero kind of thing, but he is specifically, like you said, a little bit nice guy TM incel.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, the kind of like coded white supremacy vibes of the entire Death Eater pureblood situation that's happening.
I mean,
there,
all of Harry Potter. I mean, I feel bad because I enjoyed the movies. I never really read the books, but I feel bad that that's all being tarnished yeah. by J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, buy them secondhand weird. If you're going to buy them. Go to a used yeah. bookstore. Don't give J.K. your money.
There mm-hmm. is a place, though, that like when I read them, where they live in my heart from that time will probably stay there. Is it something that I will...
It'll never go away for me. Like, yeah. I really do feel like the thing I like about the Harry Potter like fandom is that they took the fandom back. Like, actively, mm-hmm. if you are in like Harry Potter groups oh, yeah, or circles, like, they're like... Fuck, they don't even say her name. Like, they yeah. say, fuck the author. Mm-hmm. Like, this is ours now.
I mean, you know? They treat her like she's Voldemort. Like, mm-hmm. you cannot say her name. Yeah. She who shall not be named. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But okay, so we have Snape. I think we got to throw Loki in there. I feel like he
is. Oh, Loki. Great oh. anti-hero. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, he is mm-hmm. one of those that you root for. Even yeah. though they're chaos embodied.
Yeah, literally.
Literally.
We got a ton of different ones in here. I'm just going to throw them out and see okay. what you think. We've got Tony Soprano.
Oh, gosh.
We've got Wolverine. We got Dexter.
Ooh. Oh. Ooh, too soon.
Patrick Bateman.
Oh, no, 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 no. Hard pass.
Charles Foster Kane.
What's that?
Citizen Kane.
Oh, man.
Lizbeth Salander, the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yeah.
She's a pasty, dark-haired Deadpool. Lady.
Oh, good one. I love Deadpool.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
So we got Deadpool, Loki, and Snape.
Okay.
Oh, wow. God. Wow. Listen.
Oh, it's hard. It's it's also hard to separate the art from the artist because Snape, I'm like Alan Rickman, how can you kill him? But I that know. Character?
It's the character,
it's
though.
It's the character. You, to, you
yeah.
got it. I to
Yeah,
me,
we're
I,
going just
strictly
yeah.
characters.
I have to get rid of Snape. I mean, unfortunate, but it's just, you know.
Dating that I guy know. And constantly like massaging that ego. Ugh. It's like, and like, that happened time. When you were a kid you're, and you're not over
get
it.
Get some therapy.
Thank you.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm just like, you're mean to children because yeah. of this thing that happened. Like, look, man, yeah. I know it was traumatic, but like,
ugh.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to fucking.
Yeah. That's a bummer to date someone like that.
Yeah. He's out for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's writing a lot of real sad poetry.
I think between Loki and Deadpool, though, I'm going to have to marry Deadpool. Deadpool seems like he's going to fall in love. Yeah. He's got some flaws, but he's funny.
Yeah.
I love, you know, it gets me every time a good sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
Every time. And he's a good, I don't know, I really love Deadpool. Loki is going to be a great time in bed.
Yes.
But you cannot trust that motherfucker
no,
as
I know,
far
but
as you
no.
can throw him.
I'm going to marry
of
him.
Of course you are.
I am going to marry him.
She's like, what's a bad decision? I'm on it.
Yeah. I'm on it.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, he's so hot.
He's
first
so
of all.
Hot. And he's so smart.
Yeah.
You get to travel to different worlds and stuff. Yes, you can't trust him.
No.
But
at all.
That face. Oh, my God.
I mean,
sorry.
Look. Loki is the one that I would want to marry, but wouldn't want to marry me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's the one who I'd keep fucking trying for because he is so smart that I'm just like
charismatic.
And I feel like sometimes there are certain people who like you just want that chase. Like, you want to make them fall in love with you. And like, I feel like Loki would be the one who I'm like, I will feel so accomplished if I can make this motherfucker fall in love with me.
The only one he's ever fallen in love with is himself.
Yeah.
You know? You're like dream girl is in his ass. Like, you're gonna love me.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm just chasing that. But that is toxic.
Yeah.
My therapist would slap my hand.
I know. I know. Keegan. You're right. It is. Deadpool is the right choice. And it's like.
He is because he will actually fall in love with you.
Yeah.
Like, and he will be a good husband. And even though his jokes will start to annoy you at some point because you're like,
it ain't
you just
me.
Be serious for literally 5 fucking seconds.
Yeah.
No.
But we know from the movies, the dick is good.
Oh. Yeah.
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 True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. You got to marry Deadpool. You're right.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to.
That night with Logan. No, I should. I do have to. Christina. Talking to Christina, you
pointing at yourself
marry.
In the mirror,
literally pointing at yourself right now.
The dick with Loki might be good, but you cannot marry this
Loki
guy.
Loki is going to invite other people in.
Oh yeah,
and it's not a
and it's
going
to be just like, other Lokis.
Oh
well, oh, and okay. We're... Now I thought you were trying to talk me out of this.
You're like,
he's
is
like
your brother around.
Have you tried soaking?
No. He's like Thor, get in here and jump on this bed.
Oh. breaks the bed immediately.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Oh. Woo. I'm getting a little sweaty now talking about this.
Like, I'm going to take a shower real quick. I'll be right back.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, we're all in agreement on that. So that one was pretty easy. I think we should have made it harder.
Yeah, Snape was kind of an easy one to let go of. Right. You know, but listen, if you have not looked up, if you have not within the course of this conversation Googled those pictures, I recommend.
Absolutely.
You must do it. Please look up some of the vows.
Snapist.
There's nobody I want to hug more than that woman. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to give her a hug.
And I want to talk to her husband.
Take her to Target or something and just like, I don't know. And just like, look at this world out here. Yeah. The real world.
Are you okay?
Are you okay? When you have to retreat, I think, that far into a fantasy like that, it makes me feel like something deep inside is hurting.
Yeah. You're avoiding something.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to hug. Hug you.
Well, I don't know if those communities still exist. They're definitely not as prevalent on the internet as they once were. So if there are any people who are currently practicing Snapeism,
please, invite me to your Discord.
I got questions. I would love to. Maybe we'll do an interview. We'll put it on Patreon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A little AMA action.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you guys want to take five and then we'll come back with stories?
Sounds good.
Cool.
And we're back.
Okay, I'm going to start us off because I got the tainted love this week. Mine comes from Reddit. It's kind of short, but
I can't wait.
It kind of ties into what we were talking about.
Perfect.
Great.
Anyways.
Mine kind of does too, actually.
Okay, he says, date was normal, went to a bar, had one drink each, ate food, talked about anime.
Great.
Then back at my place, things got really, really weird. She started talking about her ex and how she's not over him, and then asked me if she could call me by his name.
No.
Oh my god, no,
she was super hot, so I said sure.
No. Dude, okay, wait a second, how hot someone have to be for you to allow that?
It would take me out of it the whole time. I'd be like, why does he keep calling me
if a guy stop calling me Rachel. Know that there's a guy hot enough that I would be like, Christina, stop it.
Okay. She started to, and then immediately got turned on, initiated sex. Then during sex, she asked me to start repeating facts about her ex fed to me by her.
Say, my God.
No. Do go on.
No.
Say you were born in Maidstone. I was born in Maidstone. Say you work in engineering. I'm an engineer.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
We fucked like 3 times that night.
Oh, shit.
All the same way. Her calling me by her ex's name and repeating facts.
Oh, no.
I played along because, once again, she was hot as hell.
And I
wasn't invested enough to be scared off. Hot sex with a weird woman was enough for me. I don't know if I could do that.
No.
Get through that.
I could not. I could not.
I'm an engineer.
Speaking of people we want to hug, that person, I'm like, baby, you're not ready to be out there yet.
No.
Honey, take a second.
Stay home with your vibrator.
Does she look back on that moment and cringe?
Oh, my gosh.
Look, keep it in your brain. Like, look, the imagination is a powerful thing. Like,
yeah, so
just
good.
Picture your ex.
Yeah.
Like, if you need it. Like,
just
if you
close
you're, like,
your eyes.
You really.
He's there.
You.
Oh, honey.
Oh, I was born in Maidstone. Okay.
Say you're an engineer.
I'm an engineer?
Why would you even say that? Dirty sex anyways. Not like dirty talk or anything. It's just basic facts about homeboy's life, you know?
Ooh, baby, I'm an engineer.
Ooh. Yeah.
How does it feel to fuck an engineer?
Like, okay.
Okay.
Fucking so strange. It's just all security questions.
Yes. My mother's maiden name.
Yes.
Oh, God. It's terrible.
Okay. My first dog's name was Loki.
The street I grew up on.
Yeah.
Okay. I was about 27 going back to school. A guy in math class that is a little older than me keeps asking me out. He seems nice enough, maybe just a little shy. So I finally agree. He picks me up and has a nice picnic type dinner planned. We go to a local tourist spot. We live in a wooded country, and all is going well. Then he starts talking about his ex and how she just quit talking to him out of the blue. He gets to the point of tears and keeps rambling on about how he misses her.
He's like, would you tell me facts in bed?
Yeah, exactly. I'm kicking myself for letting him pick me up. Oof. This was going nowhere fast, and I want to go home. He starts asking me for advice on what he should do. So I ask him for details on what happened between them. Might as well, right? She's like, well, tell me what happened.
Yeah. I'll therapist this out.
Yeah, be just like, get I'll out of the send, safe. You, send you a Venmo later.
Yeah.
Send you my bill.
Well, it turns out he shot and killed her father. Let that
what?
Sink in.
I just got chills.
The only parent she had and got off on self-defense. And he wonders why she suddenly stopped talking to him. What the fuck?
You're
are you serious right now?
In a wooded area with somebody that just told you that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the end of the story, by the way. There's no.
My God.
I have a million questions.
Yeah. What was that altercation like?
Sir.
And you still want to be? You think she wants to be with you?
And you're on a dating app?
And you're on a date.
Oh, my God.
You're on a date, my dude.
Things I would rather have happen. A guy lean over and order 100 tacos.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. What? It's a much better scenario.
Oh,
well, she lived, so.
That's terrifying.
Yep.
I'm shooketh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beyond.
That's not what I was expecting.
No.
That took a hard left turn.
Yeah. And then ended abruptly.
Yeah.
Just went off the cliff and then was like, okay, bye.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Anyway.
Okay. Wow. wow. Well, my story is a story that, I mean,
does it have
no
to
murder?
Do with exes.
Thoughts and prayers. Okay. Well, well, best story I have is about a French guy with a foot fetish. Mm. Imagine if Orlando Bloom and Johnny Depp had a child.
Okay.
<Keegan's> in. <Yep. laughs> She leaned in.
Yeah, I'm
she's
listening.
Like, tell me more. This guy was out of this world attractive.
And had a French accent?
Is French, yeah. We met at a bar, swapped numbers. A day or two later, he invited me to a cinema. At 7 p.m. on a Sunday, he decided it was, quote, too late to go to the cinema, so we went to a bar instead.
7 p.m. is too late?
I guess.
It's a school night.
The reasoning was odd, but I was on board with the bar over cinema so we could actually talk. Our date was going really well. And then he told me his friend was joining us as he had something. He had to give him something. The friend arrived. And rather than leaving, he stayed and joined us.
Mm.
Weird. But okay. A few minutes later, the guy I was on a date with gets a phone call. And he said it was his mom, apologized, and went outside to take it, leaving me with the friend. About 15 minutes later, the friend invited me to join him for a cigarette. I don't smoke, but I wanted to go outside, see where my date was. No sign of him. No, it wasn't a switcheroo.
Okay, because that's where my brain was going. I was
totally
like,
where I was headed to, right?
Okay.
The friend tried to get me to go back to their place for some, quote, hot chocolate. I declined. I figured
for some hot chocolate? That's quite a line.
Would you like to come back to my place for some hot chocolate?
Sir, I don't appreciate the euphemism.
I'm sorry, what'd you call me? I declined. I figured my mom rang me with a proper, if my mom had rang me with a proper emergency, I'd probably forget to tell my date and bounce too. So I messaged him and asked if everything was okay. He said it was, and he was sorry, and he wanted to meet up again that evening. At this point, it was late, so I declined. He started to get fairly pushy about it.
You've lost the right to be pushy. You left me.
I can come to your place, etc., he says. We agreed to meet for dinner the following evening. He asked if he could come to mine afterward. And again, I told him no. Again, he got pushy. And I told him that I don't know how dating works in Paris, but I just wanted to meet him and get to know him a bit before any of that. He didn't reply. Next morning, I got a text as I was going to work. Quote, you will let me lick your and smell your feet? Question mark.
Okay. Oh, he's well, like, I'm he just going to be real direct.
I thought he was going to just demand yeah. it, but yeah. I mean, he did question mark.
Question mark?
He's like, you know
notice
what?
I threw in the question mark just to be safe.
I'm so just going to throw this out there. Might as well.
Now, not to insult anyone who has a foot fetish, whatever you're into, but there's a way to bring these things up, and this wasn't it. After I made it clear to him that I wasn't on board for his foot thing, he told me again, quote, fine. Don't speak to me again.
Okay.
Grand, no worries. Yeah. The next evening, he messaged me again. Quote, I want to lick your stinky feet and suck your toes, please. Please, baby.
Okay. Okay.
He said please.
So. Yeah. I didn't reply, but every few weeks until I left Paris, I'd get a random messages from him about how he wanted to ejaculate on my feet, lick and suck my dirty and stinky toes, etc., etc.
No. Don't assault me with your fetish. You know yeah. what I mean? He asked, which is
yeah.
You know, it no, wasn't thank the you. Best way to yeah. go about it, but like he did ask, she said no and gave a reason, and that's where it needs it to ends. Stop.
Yeah. Yeah. There are tons of people who are into that.
Oh, so many.
A very like honestly, common.
I don't know that she would have been not on board had it been approached differently even too. Right. Like if you're just getting into it and you're like suddenly he's like.
Right. If it occurred like, naturally. Yeah, naturally. Like, in the moment or but, something like that.
You will let me suck your feet? Question mark? Yep.
You will let me. Right?
Right? Did you see what I looked like? Yes.
Did you hear my accent?
I mean,
Cassie's like, I would be on board.
Yeah, I would let you ejaculate on my feet.
Yeah.
I mean,
if it was if in you're the moment, Johnny actually, Depp, I probably Orlando would. Bloom. Yeah. Like, if that's your thing, I mean, it's not.
Like you said, in the moment, I'm yeah. like, we'll try it out.
Yeah. It wipes right off. Just give me a wet listen, washcloth
it ain't
afterwards.
My face.
Yeah.
Also, I'm
Jesus is crossing his arms.
Jesus is pissed about this episode. So mad.
He's like, you keeping my name out of your mouth.
That's right.
Okay. Are you guys ready for my tainted love?
Ready.
Okay. So I also was like, okay, spooky season. So I searched vampire true crime.
Yes.
Okay. And I found this lovely story.
Can't wait. I'm fucking in already.
So I'm going to tell you guys the story about Rod Farrell.
This was on my list to do for Halloween season. Yes. I'm like, oh, yes. I know this. This was one of those true crime stories that hit me at a particular age, probably during my Hot Topic phase. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Was.
Where I like this story is embedded in my fucking brain because of when I came across it in my life.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got most of my information from there is a real life episode on this.
Amazing. That's how yeah. I know this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Holy shit.
Yes.
Real. Oh,
oh, we're excited.
Yeah, exactly. Which I'm so glad you all have seen it yeah. so you can at least visualize what they look like. Definitely recommend watching this if you guys
were you able
get
to find that show.
Oh yeah, it was right up there on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I listened to a podcast episode of Morbid that they talked about. Okay, so Roderick Farrell did not have an easy life growing up. He was born to his then 16-year-old mom, Sandra Gibson, on March 28th, 1980. In Murray, Kentucky. Now, Murray, Kentucky is a dry town, and it is described as being the buckle in the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
And what year was he born?
1980.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's an Aries. Yeah. I looked it right tracks. At Cassie. I'm like,
oh, man. His father abandoned him. Well, first of all, like Sandra talks about how like she met Rod's father in homeroom. They had the same homeroom.
Oh, no. Oh, that makes me sad.
Yeah. And she got pregnant and he didn't want anything to do with it and basically like yeeted out to the military basically. And like Rod never knew his father.
Oh,
in fact,
sad.
The only time that he met his father was at his trial years later. And so that really bummed me out. But his maternal grandfather, like, they bounced around because Sandra, obviously being like young,
a baby,
she didn't really have like a job and everything. So sometimes she would just leave Rod at his grandfather, or yeah, his grandfather's, and apparently, like, allegedly, there was sexual abuse in the home,
baby.
And it was just really bad. So they're bouncing around. No criminal charges were ever pursued against him, but she ends up finding work as an exotic dancer and sex worker, and she introduced her son to vampires.
I'm sorry, what?
At a very young age.
Well,
she's like, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Rodney, I would like to introduce you
Roderick, to... Roderick, even.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Roderick, yeah. I would like to introduce you to Lestat.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, again, like, that totally tracks for me.
That's
like,
very the age.
16 is vampire age.
Yeah.
Like, that's when you're, like, into that shit.
Into the macabre and the emo.
And timing, right? Because you're talking about, like, Anne Rice is coming up around then. Yeah. I mean, like, you're talking about, like, this is Interview with the Vampire time. By the time he's, like, getting a little older and...
I had a real vampire phase in my teens.
Blade?
Oh.
I mean...
Hot. Mm. We should do hot vampires next time. We did it.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
So they bonded over Dracula films and Vampire the Masquerade comic books. And she was far from an ideal mother. She had a very questionable and complex relationship with her son, as Rod himself described. At the age of 34, she was even caught writing disturbing love letters to a 14-year-old boy, one of her son's friends, saying, "I long to be near you for your embrace. Yes, to become a vampire, a part of the family, immortal, and truly yours forever. I only hope that one day you will once again return to Murray. You will then come for me and cross me over, and I will be your bride for eternity, and you my sire."
I'm sorry, 14?
14.
Yeah. 1-4.
You are a child, like a baby.
It just makes me feel like everything that I've seen, because I read a few articles where she's like, "I'm not the same as I was," like, blah, blah, blah. Like, she just seems like she kind of got stuck around the mental age of 16? 14, 15, and
she's at this time. If it's her son is also 14, she's 30 years old. 30.
Yeah.
30.
And she just kind of never got there.
Keegan.
Mm-mm. You keep me out of this.
Yeah. You're 30. 14 years old.
No. Oh, God, no. Oh, no, no. Oh, no. I have been around 14-year-olds recently. And I'm like, absolutely fucking not.
We have you about smelled a 14-year-old?
Have you? God. Oh, my God.
Have you been into a bathroom a 14-year-old's been in?
No, oh, my God. Like, no. Ugh. Like, there is nothing attractive about a high school boy at all.
Nope. Not even in high school, actually.
Or just going to be a freshman, right? Yeah. Like, that's a... baby.
Oh, God. Barf. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
He's not using deodorant.
No. 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 Like, no.
Axe body spray.
He's breaking out, like, all over the place. No, no.
So Rod, as a teen, ends up getting into this D&D type of game called Vampire the Masquerade. And they're moving back and forth. At one point, like, Sandra, like, gets married, gets divorced, dates guys or whatever. So at one point, one of her boyfriends was living in Florida. So they moved to Florida. And Rod ends up making friends with a girl named Heather. And then as soon as he starts to get his footing in Florida, they end up moving back to Murray because Sandra breaks up with that boyfriend. So, you know, when they move back to Murray and he's like going into high school, he's like 16 at this time. And there's another local guy there, like the only other like emo kid in the school. His vampire name is Jaden. And so they're trying to get Jaden to fight Rob because they're like
rival vampires.
Oh, my God.
Great.
No.
And Jaden's like, he's interviewed in this real life story. He's like, "I took one look at his eyes and I saw myself in those eyes," and they like become buddies. And so Jaden's like, "Hey, so I've got this vampire clan or whatever, and like, you're pretty cool. Like, let me turn you into a vampire."
Wow.
And so late at night, Jaden takes Rod to this cemetery, to a tree where Jaden has sired all of his other vampires.
Okay. Sired.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't love that.
Dude, yeah, I don't love it. And the episode, they're like all sitting around. They're all wearing like not even like Hot Topic. It's just like all black. All of them yes. wearing black yes. lipsticks, yes. black nails, white pale. Powder face uh-huh. and stuff
Lots
like that.
Lots of eyeliner.
Lots mm. of like, I don't know. It has this like vaguely sexual undertone to it. And it's just like, it's just ewy to me. But so he sires Rod, and Rod starts to believe that he is a 500-year-old vampire named Visago. So.
I'm sorry. I'm really trying because this story is actually so horrifying. It's like, awful. It's so awful. But like, just anytime this stuff is said with kind of like a, like in a serious way.
It's hard.
So hard.
It's yeah. hard.
Visago. And
especially too, like, the documentary makes it worth it. Like, the podcast episodes that are out there about that, they're fine and dandy too. But when you really see what Murray, Kentucky looks like, yeah. it is exactly what you think it looks like in yeah. your head. Mm-hmm. And then contrast it with this goth-ish kind of culture where people are literally like, they believe that they are vampires. And I actually found a Reddit too. It was an AMA. It was like, I was a part of Visago's vampire clan. I didn't go to Florida, like, ask me anything kind of thing. Oh, so I was reading through. I was God. Like, and she, somebody literally asked, like, did you really believe that you were a vampire, or were you just like, it was just like, y'all knew that you were role playing, right? And she's like, no, we. Yeah, really,
you know,
believe.
I
you
kinda, bought in. I buy that.
Yeah.
In a small town, yeah. you know, where there's like not a whole lot to do.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I feel like in small towns, having this isn't just speculation. It's like I've lived in a small town. Like, you're struggling to feel special or mm-hmm. like feel unique, you know? And
yeah.
like, I think that it could get easy to just like lean hard into something that makes you feel special.
Right.
You know?
Right. So all this time, like, Rod is still like calling like Heather Wendorf back in Florida and stuff. And she's 15 at the time. And she's like, I hate my parents. This home is hell. Like, they're abusing me and everything, which really like
triggered
got,
him,
got
yeah.
under Rod's skin because he's had a very abusive life. So she's continuing to call him, but he's making friends up here. Like, he starts hanging out with all these people, and they end up, like, most of the time what they do is hang out at this place called Vampire Hotel, which was a dilapidated structure in the middle of the woods near Kentucky Lake in the land between the lakes. It was here that the clan threw parties, used psychedelic drugs, and took part in various types of rituals. So, like, the rest of the vampire clan's members came from equally depressing and disturbing situations. The most notable members being Scott Anderson, Rod's right-hand man, Chastity Kesey, his then 16-year-old girlfriend, Dana Cooper, a friend along for the ride, and then Heather. So that's like,
wait, his, is Heather up there now?
No,
she's
no,
part
she's
of the
just
clan.
Part
she's
of the clan.
Long distance family member.
She's not been turned yet. She's not a real vampire
right.
yet.
Because she hasn't made it up there.
Right.
They haven't been able to do it yet.
But she is part of Rod's clan now.
Can I ask, maybe I don't want to know the answer to this, what went into turning someone?
Basically, they would cut their arms
okay.
and like drink. So like,
this is what part I remember. Yeah.
So Jaden cut Rod's arm and drank some of Rod's blood, and then cut his own arm and Rod would drink his. And then they sat in quiet meditation by the tree for a few hours, and then you're turned into yeah. a vampire.
That's, how,
that's
it works.
How it works.
Yeah.
Good to
That's
know.
How it works.
Okay, great.
So, although Jaden sired Visago, Rod's behavior soon makes him nervous and uncomfortable, and he starts to distance himself. And the next couple of things I'm going to say is a big trigger warning for animal abuse. So one night as they're walking along, you know, out late at night being vampire teens, Rod finds a kitten on the side of the road.
No.
And starts petting the kitten.
No.
And yeah, plug your ears if you don't want to.
Cassie and I have our ears plugged
so
up.
All of a sudden he goes, take a look at this tree, and smashes the kitten against the tree, immediately killing it. And that's when Jaden's like, yeah, no, like, that's not how I roll. Like, he immediately distances himself. There's then a huge break-in at the Humane Society.
Oh, no.
And I won't go into that, but it's like...
Not good.
It's not good. It's really not good. So, yeah, they talk about that on the documentary. And it's just like, it's obvious that, like, these guys, whether they're role-playing or believing they're vampires or whatever, but they're not, like, violent. You know what I mean? This guy, Rod, is a violent person, a violent, angry person, and that he's definitely, like, different from the other people in the vampire clan. He's kind of given the vampires a bad name now. Because before, the town, like...
Ruining our reputation,
dealt
Rod.
With it. Yeah. You know what I mean? The town was like, they didn't love it, obviously, but they weren't like...
But great. They're, like, now we got vampires.
And I, again, like, I think that's fine. Like, a bunch of goth teens hanging out, you might be like, I don't understand it, but it's probably a phase and it's fine. But you're going around, like, breaking into Humane Society and shit? No.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really, really bad. So now by the time he was 16... Farrell had become highly destructive. He was not just using drugs, but it turned his bedroom into a shrine to the occult. Court documents claimed he had been observed taking part in satanic rituals and self-harm, going as far as to carve an upside-down cross onto his own chest. He was saying, everything I was listening to, it was dark, it was based upon hate, war, death, pain. All the movies that I watched, my bedroom was an array of the darker side of the occult, such as the Necronomicon, the Satanic Bible. I had upside-down crosses. I had broken shards of glass laying about in the corner. I had hooks and metal cables wrapped around looking like Hellraiser. Where's his mom? Like, besides writing letters to, like, a 14-year-old
boy. Doing
this
shit with
him. It's just, like, such
sounds like
a bummer.
Yeah.
You know?
Where I'm like, just, I mean, clearly she doesn't think that there's... She probably... didn't really think that there was anything wrong with, like, him.
Yeah.
Or, like, what he was doing.
Well, she, like, you know, participated in this, like, fantasy role play kind of thing. She's the one that, like, started him down this path.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, there's like, no way out for this guy.
Again, I mean, and also, like, there are lots of people, and especially, again, when you're a teenager, like, lots of people who are very into, like, horror movies or death metal or this kind of, like, subculture.
They also,
like,
don't kill cats.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with, like, if that's your interest.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
yeah, I mean, we've talked about, like, we all went through, like, that Hot Topic phase in school or whatever. I, like, listened to Radiohead. I got really into Sandman. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was, like, super, like, I so identified with Death, the main character in Sandman, who's like this goth chick, you know, and I was like obsessed with it when I was a teen.
I mean, I will say,
but you also didn't kill any kittens,
right?
No.
And if it is all you are absorbing, I mean, I do think that it is something like, I don't know, mom, maybe, like, just pay attention to it, like, keep an eye on it.
No, and I mean, she obviously, like you said, didn't seem to have an issue with it, or didn't notice or think that it was a problem at all.
Because,
like,
she's also a child.
And very self-centered. It's obvious. I mean, if you're moving your child all over the country to, like, be with boyfriends, and then, you know, I don't think you're
it's
really taking them into account.
Not your priority.
Yeah. So, yeah, now by this point, like, Heather is calling Rod all the time, begging to be turned into a vampire, saying, like, she wishes her parents were murdered. It's awful. The abuse is awful. And she just can't take it anymore. And so Rod's like, all right. Like, they're racking up hundreds in long distance calls.
Oh, my God. That's right. Because phone calls back then. Oh, dude.
I got busted one time. Big time. It's my, oh, my gosh. So my senior prom date. And I think I've talked about it. His name was Jeff, and he looks like if Matthew McConaughey and George Clooney had a baby.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I was going to say, I need a picture.
I will look up pictures. I will show you after.
Damn.
Anywho, I had the biggest crush on him, and he lived in Kentucky. So I'd be calling. I got in big trouble. There was like a $400 phone bill, and my mom was like, you got me fucked up, girl. Like, you are grounded.
Do you remember?
No phone, not even local.
Do you remember phone cards?
Yes.
I was thinking about that recently. It's like anytime you went on a trip without your parent, yep, your parents would have to buy you phone cards, mm-hmm, so that you could use them to call for free from, mm-hmm, like a payphone or something.
Oh, my parents would just let me call collect.
Yeah. That's where you do that. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, things that we don't have to think, nope, about anymore. Yeah. How wild is
I'd
that?
I'd like to make a collect call to Roxanna Young.
Yeah.
State your name. Cassie.
So that it would play. Oh God, that's so fucking funny. Wow.
Oh, wow. Not that long ago.
No.
Goodness.
Not that long ago at all.
Shoo. But yeah, so like, yeah, they grounded her from the phone and Rod was like,
you've lost your privileges.
That's it. So he packs up his clan and the plan is they're like, you know, fuck this town. Like, we're going to go rescue Heather and turn her. And then there's an arcade in Baton Rouge, Louisiana that Rod really liked. So that's how they picked this place. They're going to start over. They're 15 and 16 year olds. They're going to start their lives.
That is 15, 16 year old logic. There's an arcade I like in Baton Rouge.
Yep.
So that's where we're going to...
Just such a bummer because you got to think that maybe they were in Baton Rouge one time for one of his mom's boyfriends or something. And it's just like maybe like one happy memory that he had from his childhood.
Dark. Mm.
Isn't that so...
Yeah.
Ugh. Mm. Anyways. So they're like, okay.
And I just see the, I can fix you all over your face.
I know.
Yeah, it's just like, well, we can talk about it then.
Okay.
So they take off from Murray, Kentucky, and they got to get down to Eustis, Florida, and they drive through the night. They're going to get there. And so the plan is, and it depends on who you talk to, because Heather said the plan is that they were just going to steal her parents' car to get to Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
But why?
Don't they have a car?
Clearly have a car.
Yeah.
Exactly. And everyone else said, no, the plan was to murder her parents. And Heather was in on it. But Heather says, like, no, like, I never wanted my parents killed or whatever. So, like, she sneaks out when they get there, and they're going to perform the turning ceremony first. So Rod takes her to
But they don't have the special tree.
No, they went to a different cemetery, and they did it there. They turned her. So once they turned her... The plan was, Heather said, that it was for them, Rod and Scott, to break into her parents' house. She was supposed to leave the garage open and get the keys and steal the car.
Okay, so here's the thing. Heather, your story breaks down immediately.
Why didn't she grab the keys? Why didn't she grab the keys?
There's no reason to break into this house that
you live in.
Right.
Yeah.
To grab keys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
this is the thing I remember about this story. I remember it being this thing of like, was Heather in on it or not? And, you know, the majority of people are like, yeah, that's the only thing that makes sense. Is that right.
Literally.
She had to have been. And she was calling him all the time.
Right. Yeah. And I remember being 15 and mad at my parents.
Okay, same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just like, yeah, she is the catalyst for this. And this is what makes this. Well, it's one of the things that makes this story so infuriating. So after they turn her, Rod and Scott return to the house and they just have sticks. They have sticks or whatever.
Because they're 15.
Yeah.
Well, and they're vampires. They don't need weapons, right?
Exactly. So they get into the garage and Rod's like, oh, you know, I need an actual weapon. So he like looks at an axe and he says, no, that's been done before. Looks at a chainsaw and he's like, nope, that's too loud. And then he finds a crowbar. So he's like, okay, I'm going to take this crowbar. Trigger warning for extreme violence. So he goes into the house and the dad is sleeping on the couch and the mom is in the shower. So he brutally beats the shit out of the dad. He has no chance. He's like asleep. The TV's blasting loud, doesn't even hear it. Out of nowhere, just gets slaughtered, like beat with a crowbar. Rod has said it was just him. Scott was supposed to help, but he just couldn't. He was stunned.
Yeah.
But then once he was dead, they danced around the body. long enough for the mom to get out of the shower.
Okay, pause. Can you imagine a more terrifying scenario?
No.
Than getting out of the shower and coming into a room and finding your husband bloody and beaten and teenagers dancing around it with a crowbar? I cannot imagine something that, I mean, that is straight up out of a horror movie. It's so scary.
So yeah, she like breaks down and she grabs Rod, and Rod uses the crowbar to beat her about the head, and then they deuces out of there. And what's saddest is that Heather had a sister who actually was sneaking in later that night, like after work. She knew she was late and trying to sneak past her dad, who was asleep on the couch, so she thought. And it wasn't until she saw her mom that she realized why it was so easy to sneak past her dad. So, yeah, you can hear the 911 call too, and it's fucking brutal.
That is so devastating.
Yeah, so apparently once they make their way back to the rest of the group, they're like, okay, cool, everything's done. We got the car. We're ready to go. He's covered in blood. And still, it's not until a few hours later that Heather apparently freaks out when Chastity's like, oh, yeah, no, they killed your parents. So then she freaks out like she had no idea that that was going to happen.
He's covered in blood. What did you think that they were doing?
Right, exactly.
He didn't have the blood when he went into the house.
Yeah.
Came out of the house. Lots of blood.
So, yeah. So they fled in the 1993 Ford Explorer. They drive through four states in 4 days before they run out of money because they're 15, 16 years old in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at which point Chastity actually contacts her grandma to ask for money. And she's like, sure, 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 honey. Where are you staying? And so Chastity tells her
grandma
where she's staying.
Grandma keeps her cool. She's like, you've been missing.
And grandma's
granddaughter.
Like, 911.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's how they capture everybody. Rod confesses immediately to everything. He says, it was just me. It wasn't anybody else.
Damn.
Or whatever. Like, he leads them through, like, the whole thing. Cool as a cucumber about everything that happened.
That's another thing I remember about this. Is because I think that you can hear the interrogation or watch it or whatever.
Oh, it's not even an interrogation.
Yeah. No, just the confession. Just the confession. Yeah. And it is...
it's horrifying.
It's so scary because he's so
chill.
Calm.
He's so chill about it. Yeah. Yeah. Not affected at all. So, yeah. But, you know, even though he, quote unquote, murdered everybody, they arrest everyone. He ends up getting the death penalty. Scott, who went in with him, gets life in prison without the possibility of parole. These are all teenagers.
Yeah.
The girls, one of them's underage, so she gets 10 years. Chastity. Dana gets 17 years. Heather walks free.
Cannot fucking believe
Isn't that
shit.
Fucking ridiculous. Nothing. So ridiculous.
Can you believe that?
No.
No. Where is this bitch now? That's what I want to know.
Like, just how, what kind of lawyer did she get that was able to convince them that, like, oh, she didn't know.
Like, she had no idea. Even though she'd been calling and egging on this guy. Asking, hoping that her parents would be murdered. Like,
she
got nothing.
It's crazy to me that, like, the other girls who weren't even in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily really part of it. I mean, you could argue that, like, okay, they talked about it, but, like, they didn't think that they were going to follow through.
Sure.
Well, you could make any kind of argument for those girls. They get time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Heather gets
nothing.
Not a damn thing.
Not a day.
I can't fucking believe that.
Isn't that infuriating?
It is infuriating.
What would you do if you were Heather's sister?
Oh. Not talk to her because they are again. Estranged.
Oh,
yeah,
of course.
They
are, oh, good.
They are.
Yeah.
They're,
Yeah.
No, you're dead
you're
to me.
You're the reason why I don't have parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They do not.
I don't have parents and I do not have a sister.
Yep.
Right. No.
Exactly. Yeah. So since then, obviously, because Rod was underaged, that was like a big hullabaloo about him being on death row. His sentence has been commuted to life in prison.
Mm-hmm.
That's the right call.
Yeah.
Scott has been changed to 40 years. The two girls have since been released. Chastity and Dana were out in the mid-2000s or what have you. But that is the story of the vampire clan of Kentucky.
Wow. And he gives interviews. I know I saw one with him as an adult, like talking about the
I need to know
situation.
Where the fuck Heather ended up. Because that's some psychopathic shit.
I didn't remember either, but that tracks now because, like I said, the conversation was very much like that was a lot of the like debate was whether or not she knew. And I remember most people are like, yeah, she knew.
Of
and
course
I think
she
that that's
fucking
why
knew.
People were so outraged.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just to me, I'm like, I get it. I get the outrage, too, of like having like a child on death row.
Agree.
And stuff. And that. I just don't feel like he really ever had a chance. But I mean, I also wouldn't feel comfortable with him in my neighborhood. Do
True.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm just like, it's hard for me to feel comfortable with someone that has those kind of impulses without like extensive treatment.
Right. Because I mean, I think probably there's a lot of things that went into that. And I would like to believe that someone like that could be rehabilitated with enough work if they wanted to be.
Right.
But, you know,
he has since expressed remorse. So there's that. But yeah, it just
still like to see him in prison.
Yeah.
I think it's good for him to stay there.
Yeah. As for Jaden and some of the other like the Reddit girl that was in the the clan with them has since moved on. She has pets and
a normal life. That's how most of them should have ended up. I mean, like, probably even Dana and Chastity and everybody else, they probably would have also ended up just like that. Like,
yeah, it would just be that weird phase that they like cringe about in high school. Yeah. Like, oh my God, I used to think I was a vampire.
Remember when we used to wear face paint and hang out,
drink each other's blood
in the cemetery. That was a wild time, right?
Yeah. But there's like nothing to do for teens in that small town either.
Lived in a small town.
Yeah,
definitely took rides out to the witch's grave. You know, in my town.
Oh, in my town there was the Girl Scout camp. The haunted Girl Scout camp, and that's where we would go. Covered in graffiti. Like, that's just what you did. Like, look, you do dumb shit in small towns when you're bored, especially teens these days. Get on my front porch. Like, they don't necessarily understand what it was like before, like cell phones and shit.
Yeah. And internet and Netflix.
Yeah. I mean, you had to make your own fun.
Yep.
And sometimes that fun was driving around back roads, throwing eggs at things.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Sometimes that's what it was. Okay.
Pumpkin chucking. Yeah.
Cow dipping. I never did that.
Never did that either.
Oh, I did.
You tipped a cow?
No, I didn't tip one, but I went out cow tipping. I still don't know if you can do it. I really don't. Is it a joke or can you do it?
I do believe that you can.
Why would you?
I think
baby.
It's awful.
I know.
I mean, that's terrible. I would never do that.
Babies are just minding their own business out there. Yeah,
They're just sleeping, standing up. We in my room.
I know. We did actually. The thing that we used to do was like destroy mailboxes.
Oh yeah,
like driving by and
we threw eggs at them. I didn't destroy them with like bats or anything, but we did throw eggs at mailboxes.
I knew somebody broke his arm doing that. So.
Yeah, if you're going fast enough. Yeah,
I never did that either. I never broke mailboxes. I definitely did do toilet paper. I definitely toilet paper.
Oh yeah,
toilet
paper.
I toilet papered our band teacher's house once. Mm-hmm. I posted this on Facebook whenever I still had a Facebook to the group where I was like, what dumb thing did you have in your small town? On the outskirts of Springfield, there was a giant barn that you could go to. I posted the video of it from the 90s and the early 2000s where it was barn swinging.
Oh my God. Yes, like, you did. I remember this.
I will show you. It was so dangerous. We went on like a church group once. And
what?
I'm like, I cannot believe it was an old barn that had like high up things that you would climb up on top of.
Uh-huh.
Then you would get on like ropes and you could like be on your stomach or like whatever. And you would swing like way up high. And there was just like those gymnast padded things,
mats
That was supposed to protect you. Like, if
all
you
I
fell,
could, all I could see is like one of those signs. It's like day since last accident. Yes. Someone yes. erasing it in zero.
Yes, I cannot believe that. Like oh, a man. Bunch of dumb like middle schoolers and high schoolers didn't get like wrecked in those things.
No it's shit.
Amazing. Any of us survived.
Oh my god.
To adulthood.
Oh amazing. Jesus.
Oh
well. What are you watching?
Still on that Sopranos train, just trying to finish it up. I'm trying to think of the other thing. I think I've just been down a TikTok rabbit hole.
Me lately. Too. That's all girl, I've been doing, girl.
I have to tell you about my TikTok story.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my yeah. God. Okay. So my office building is in the same office building as TikTok. So great. Now you guys can find me at work. probably shouldn't have shared that. Well. It's fine. You won't find me, and it's very secure. Anyway, I get to work the other day, and this guy, like, I'm on my way walking in the building. He's like, TikTok is racist. And I was like, sir. I was like, I don't work at TikTok. He's like,
okay, have a good day.
No, he didn't. He's like, it's so racist. And I was like, sure, I don't even have TikTok
news.
On my phone. I know,
news
right?
For him about all of the all internet, social, yeah, and the every world. Social media platform
ever, right?
Hey.
So, at any rate, we had been packing my car up for this photo shoot and whatever. We came back down. Dude had handcuffed himself to the TikTok building, aka wow. our building. Cops were there and he is got chalk. I don't know what he was writing in front of himself, but he also was yelling the lyrics to fuck the police.
Wow. That
is a vibe.
Bold
wow.
move. Oh my God.
My wow. goodness.
It was wild.
I don't think I've ever been that angry about something.
No.
Hey, I'm just not paying attention.
You're just coming all by yourself.
Yeah.
And there's been times, like, there's been days where I was like, I haven't been in the office, but somebody would be like, oh, they're out protesting. There's, like, a bunch of people out protesting. TikTok.
I mean, I've definitely been very angry about things, but not that. I'm like, what? I mean, look, lots of apps are problematic.
Yeah.
Especially social media platforms. Lots of them are got a lot of issues.
And
but
who do you think's there? Most people are working from home right now. I've yet to see anybody actually
it's
in
a
the
really t- bad no time to start this process. Everybody's
no
at
one's
home.
Even there. Like right? I've yet to see one person come in or out of the TikTok offices. I don't think anybody's working from the offices.
Man,
and
poor guy.
Our offices, our building is at like what, like 20% capacity? Like so you have to like register to come into the building. Like nobody, everybody's working from home. I'm like, Broheem, who are you talking to?
Right.
Ain't nobody here.
Dude, it was wild to be in Denmark and like that country is 90% vaccinated. So not a mask in sight. It was the most normal life I've seen in like 2 years.
Glorious.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So jealous.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you think we could all move to Denmark?
I mean, apparently.
Open a restaurant?
Never mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Open a restaurant.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Keegan?
I'm not watching anything else, really. Like, you know, just Great British Bake Off. Mm-hmm. I started that new horror movie on Netflix. Like, I think there's someone in my house or whatever. Mm. Actually, pretty good. You know, I'm always kind of on the fence about, like, high school mm-hmm. horror movies. I'm like, am I going to be too old to enjoy this?
Yeah.
But it's just, like, tropey enough. It reminds me kind of Scream, where it's like self-aware enough that like it's funny, but also, you know, the slashery parts are slashery. Mm-hmm. So I need to finish watching that. But I like it.
Eric showed me a trailer for this movie called The Night House.
Oh, I want to watch that. Yeah.
Doesn't it look good?
It does look good. Yes.
So the premise is, because I'm like, you know me, I'm like, oof, scary movies, but this is a really interesting premise. So this chick has a husband who like commits suicide, and so she's going through his stuff and finds plans for a house, and it's exactly like her house, but it's backwards. And so she finds that backwards house, and she walks in and sees herself sleeping on the couch.
No,
oh,
no,
watch
no.
The fuck
and so
out
then,
what?
So oh, then the yes. chick on the couch wakes up and all she sees is the doors open and no one's standing there.
No.
It's a haunted house where she's haunting the house.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, I fucking love it.
Isn't
yes.
that wild? I was like, that is a really interesting
is it
premise.
Out? It's got to be out, right?
I think so. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I really want to see this, actually.
I'm going to watch that. Oh,
I'm scared, but I want to watch it. It sounds good.
Right? It makes me think of like that movie that Nicole Kidman movie, The Others.
Oh, I love that movie.
Where I really like scary yes. movies like that with a really interesting, intelligent premise. Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, I haven't seen something like that before. Yeah, I'm down.
I love it. Yeah. Oh, you yeah. know that this is my favorite. I found a list, like a comprehensive list that somebody had made of all the horror movies on every streaming platform this month.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, oof, I know what I'm doing.
And then I printed it,
color coded it. A checklist.
Yeah. And like highlighter. Got my highlighter and some stickers out.
Giving it ratings.
Nice.
Yeah. 5 stars.
Well, if you guys have stuff that we should watch, if you have stories that we should tell, anything like that, reach out to us on our one-stop shop of a website. It's myworstdatepodcast.com. Also, don't forget to smash that like button and review.
Wow. Smash that subscribe.
And we love you so much.
Cheers.